Moose Jaw. Hope Ministries Moose Jaw Inc. has been addressing food insecurity issues since October and now wants support from the city for a possible day space for residents facing housing challenges. Representatives from the faith-based nonprofit organization spoke about their goal of establishing a warming space during City Council's January 13 regular meeting. They also asked that Council designate the initiative as a municipal project until December 31, 2025. This would allow the city to issue charitable donation receipts to individuals and businesses and enable Hope Ministries to secure grant funding. Council unanimously approved the request and agreed that either party could terminate the designation within 90 days' notice. Background: The Canada Revenue Agency, CRA, considers municipalities as qualified donors that can issue donation receipts for income tax purposes, a council report said. Previously, City Council had designated municipal projects that have a broad scope and benefit the general public, with this decision allowing City Hall to direct all funds for projects without further approvals. The City of Moose Jaw has 9 designated municipal projects, each requiring an accounting of funds, receipt of donations and issuance of tax-deductible receipts, the report continued. Those projects include Burrowing Owl Interpretive Center, no expiry. Moose Jaw Arts in Motion, no expiry. Festival of Words, no expiry. Tourism Moose Jaw, no expiry. Murals of Moose Jaw, no expiry. Northwest Community Association, no expiry. Pickleball Moose Jaw, expires December 31, 2026. Hillcrest Golf Club, expires December 31, 2029. Moose Jaw and District Sports Hall of Fame, expires December 31, 2029. Presentation. Sharon Oberding, Board Chairwoman, said the organization's mission is to share the love and compassion of Jesus Christ by ensuring people can access nutritious meals in a safe and welcoming environment that offers support, resources, and a sense of belonging. Together, we aim to create a stronger, healthier community by tackling the pressing issues of hunger and housing insecurity with compassion and action, she said. Hope Ministries' vision is to establish a permanent location where it can provide food, daytime warming, and the necessary support for those facing food challenges and housing insecurity, Oberding continued. It is also working to find interim solutions for food and daytime warming space by partnering with other charities and nonprofits. Those other groups include Square One Community Inc., Willow Lodge via the John Howard Society, the Moose Jaw and District Food Bank, Hunger in Moose Jaw, the Salvation Army, St. Aidan Anglican Church, First Baptist Church, and Community Connections. Hope Ministries is pursuing its charitable status and has filed the proper paperwork with the CRA, while previously, Square One received donations on its behalf and issued tax receipts, said Oberding. However, with Hope Ministries being established as a nonprofit and applying for charitable status, Square One can no longer do that. The board chairwoman added that having the city accept donations and issue tax receipts would be beneficial until Hope Ministries acquired its charitable status. In response to councillors' questions, Oberding said the donations the city receives for Hope Ministries will support food expenses, while it is providing those services all over the city. For example, it provides suppers in the basement of the Salvation Army main office from Monday to Friday and provides a warming space and lunches from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Baptist Church on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. The John Howard Society provides lunches at Zion United Church on Mondays and at St. Andrew's United Church on Thursdays. All meals are cooked by Rachel Mullins, the organization's executive director, Oberding added. City administration later told council that it has several controls in place when handling money for these projects since the CRA periodically audits the municipality to ensure it's following proper guidelines. The last audit, we were fine, said finance director Brian Acker. Mayor James Murdoch said afterward that supporting homeless residents should be done the Moose Jaw way, where all groups come together and ensure less fortunate people have the resources they need. He was also pleased that Hope Ministries wants to build or buy a warming center, which he thought demonstrated the Moose Jaw spirit. The next regular council meeting is Monday, January 27th.